Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista.
We're back!
Woohoo!
We took a week off without...
Yeah, we didn't mean to.
Meaning to.
we meant to delay a day or so, and then life happened, and...
Well, yes. I have an excuse.
Okay.
I mean, it's festive season.
I feel like I have an excuse, too.
Yes, it's festive season. You're very busy.
Yes.
Doing lots of...
Festive things. Yes.
And my nerd thing made me very busy.
Okay, do you want to just jump to the nerd thing?
Yes.
Okay,
I do.
Go for it.
I do.
Go for it.
So the latest expansion of World of Warcraft came out this past week, and I kind of played that a lot.
Yeah, you did.
That's my nerd thing.
Yeah, like so much?
So much.
So much.
So much.
Was it everything you wanted?
It's pretty good, actually.
Yeah? Cool.
It's dragon themed, which is fun. You ride around on your dragon.
You go, rawr. Does that sound dragons mean make?
Sure.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay, good. Rawr. I don't know.
Excellent, yes.
But I make a good dragon.
And we went to a parade.
Yeah, yeah.
Festive parade. And things like that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah. My nerd thing is festive stuff. I had my annual Christmas cookie exchange party thing, this last week. And then immediately after that, I was selling books at our local holiday market. And that was super fun. So it's pretty nerdy selling books I wrote. Yeah.
That's pretty nerdy, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, it was fun and festive.
Yes, and I've gotten to eat cookies, so that's... yay! Cookies! I like festive cookies.
Yeah, it's fun. Yes, I have them all on a tray, and you just, like... It's like a smorgasbord of cookies. It's very cool. Yeah, it's fun and festive, and yeah, that's my nerd thing, too. What are you drinking, other top-of-show thing?
We cracked open a bottle of wine because we're classy today, and it's a Kitty Riesling.
Yeah, the bottle was shaped like a cat.
It's kind of funny, actually.
It's really cool.
Yeah. It tastes good, though.
It is really good. I love Riesling.
Yeah, Riesling's pretty safe.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to have a bad Riesling.
I mean, it's no German Riesling all floating down the Rhine, but it'll do.
It'll do.
Today.
It'll be okay. Other thing we usually talk about top of show is the latest episode. However, Andor has wrapped, and we are going to be doing an overview of Andor down the road, so no updates right now. We're giving you a chance to get caught up, like, because we're going to spoil it, so there you go.
Yeah, and just watch it, yeah.
It's so good. Mm-hmm. So good.
And we're not watching Willow has come out.
Mm-hmm.
We're not watching that live.
No, we're going to binge it later.
We'll binge it later. I want to rewatch the movie first.
Yeah.
And we're watching Christmas movies and stuff
exactly.
with every free moment that we have.
Yeah, which isn't a lot right now.
No, not at all. Why would it happen?
Yeah, boy. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Any other updates before we get into our news? Because
got a lot of news to catch up on. Yeah.
Hoo-wee.
Even though we just had a news episode.
I know, but, okay.
Disney A News Update.
So, you know how we'll do, like, a news update and then news will drop? My goodness, was this a humdinger. And also, I feel like we should bring back the word humdinger. Are you laughing at the word humdinger?
Yeah! Where did that come from?
I don't even know.
Gee golly gosh, that's one big humdinger!
Probably this stupid blind date movie I have to watch.
No, that's later. That's later. News now.
But that sounds like something they say there.
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
No. Okay. Okay, I'm still laughing at humdinger. I don't even know where I came up with.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, we had a big catch-up news update last episode, and then some, like, the biggest news in a long time for Disney dropped.
The day after.
Like, a couple hours after.
Yeah.
And then we were too busy to record, so we're going to talk about it now.
Yes.
Even though it's been talked about a lot by a lot of different people.
That's okay.
That are smarter and more informed than us, but that's okay.
That's okay. We're going to do it anyway. So my notes under news was just holy in capital letters. I didn't write humdinger, weirdly enough.
Mm.
Yeah. So before it was officially announced and went to the news, I'm sure you've heard by now Chapek is out, Iger is in.
As the CEO of Disney.
As the CEO of Disney. So before the news broke, Iger sent an email directly to all the cast members. And then that leaked, and then it
I hope no one replied news. All to that email. That'd be embarrassing.
So embarrassing. And that is interesting. Like, people originally thought it was some kind of joke or some kind of, like, bad prank, and they're like, it's not even April. We do these April Fool's jokes. But no, it was real. And he was basically saying, you know, I'm back and I want to work with you. And now this is interesting because immediate reaction was quite positive, especially from the cast members. I guess Chapek was known to, like, not go talk to all the cast members. And so Iger, right out the gate, addressing them immediately before anything else, kind of is a smart PR move.
Yeah.
But it does show kind of where his focus is as a CEO.
And general Disney fandom, the reaction was very positive.
Very positive.
And the imaginations were running wild on what was going to change and things like that. I'm a little more realistic when comes to that. He's in for 2 years.
Yes.
He's an old fella.
Yes, and before he left, he had been trying to leave for, like, 10 years before that?
He's been trying to retire since 2015.
Yeah.
And, like, CEOs can work until they're in their 80s. So he could continue, but anyway, he's only there for 2 years. It's been 2 weeks, and he hasn't fixed everything that people wanted to.
What?
I know, it's shocking. but it gives the board, who's actually going to make the big decisions, a chance to pivot.
Yes.
And blame the predecessor.
Yes. And, like, let's remember, like, okay, Chapek was not very well loved, but like you said, that's why he got paid what he did, is so there's a handy scapegoat.
Yeah.
It's scapegoat wages.
Yeah.
So Chapek was focused largely on streaming. Iger's focused largely
and
on
money.
Parks. Well, of course, money. Social media response was almost exclusively favorable. But like you said, he's only there for 2 years. And his role is to help groom the next one. There's been a couple widely regarded who might be the next one. One of the names that gets bantered around a lot is Josh D'Amaro, who's the current Parks guy.
It's almost like he's either going to get fired or become the next CEO.
That's exactly right.
Or quit, I suppose.
Or quit, yeah.
A lot of speculation is that it's going to be someone external.
Yep. Yeah. And I don't think that'd be far off. Or someone who was previously with the company and then left.
Yeah, that Tom Skaggs
or whatever.
Who Staggs
was
or
one
whatever
of the discussions when Chapek was first hired, I think.
Yes. Chapek did some political maneuvering and got him ousted, basically, and that's why he became CEO.
Yeah.
And I don't know. We'll see.
So the initial, like you mentioned, a lot of people were like, ooh, what does this mean for, say, Genie Plus? What does this mean for Magic Keys? What does this mean for reservations? And honestly, not a whole lot, at least not right off the gate. He's not coming in and waving a magic wand and changing everything.
No, that's
and
the Disney Channel.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, we did, on a totally separate note, Defunctland has an excellent... Well, it's a documentary. I don't care. It's on YouTube. It's a documentary.
It's a full hour and a half feature-length documentary.
Yeah, about the Disney Channel theme and the magic wand. And, yeah, watch it. It's awesome. It's so good.
Very, very specific, esoteric topic, but, like, very well done.
It's so... Yeah, and I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
So... He is, however, Iger is most likely to, more likely anyway, to invest in cast members. One thing to remember, yeah, people complained about Chapek and Iger was more well-liked, but people complained about Iger too.
Yeah, he was, like, when he retired, people were like, okay, let's get this guy out of here. You be in a position of power like that, and...
Of course.
Any decision you make, some people are not going to like. So
exactly.
you're just going to become unpopular over time. Like,
he's
that's just how it goes.
71. He was CEO from 2005 to 2020. Let's also remember, Chapek took over in February 2020. So, like, yes, we can all complain about him, but let's also take that with a little bit of a grain of salt.
Yeah, he didn't get to do much. He was just in survival mode with COVID and then got canned. So
That's like you said, that's what he got paid for, basically. So
I don't think I agree with most of his decisions and things like that, but his biggest problem was he just was not charismatic.
That is exactly what I was just gonna say. Like, people, anything that people point out about him comes down to him just not being very likable as being charismatic. Like, it's, well, Iger makes you feel this way. It doesn't mean he thinks that way. Like, it's not a sincerity thing. It's just, when you are CEO of Disney, you're supposed to be charismatic. And Chapek wasn't. That's all.
Yeah. And, like, Iger's going to raise ticket prices every year just the same.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what the next couple years brings.
Right. Because
it's going to be a time of change.
I'm very curious to watch what happens.
I'm hoping that they don't gut the programming on Disney Plus, because I've enjoyed that as a constant stream of content that
does interest me as well. Yes.
So yeah, I don't know. We'll see. And we'll see what happens to the parks. I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm interested anyway. Obviously that's the big news. Do you have any other news to add? Oh, Disney World. We do have a closing date on Splash Mountain, but nothing for Disneyland yet. So that is going to be in January.
January 23rd.
Yes.
It will be closed on that day.
I
believe is how it goes.
Yep.
And yeah, they haven't announced Disneyland yet.
No,
they have a new attraction opening.
Yes.
The Mickey's Runaway Railway.
True.
So they probably want to have that open before they close something else. Although I don't know how much people Splash Mountain attracts in the middle of winter in California.
No, but I think it has to do with the number of capacity, right? Because it's not like logical, but I think it's like a legal capacity kind of thing.
I guess. I don't know.
Well, anyway, I don't know. I think they are expecting an influx of guests at that time, so they'll probably close it shortly after that, I think.
But we get to ride it one more time, so
I'm so excited about that.
Well, a few more times, I'm sure.
I'm sure it will be more times.
The lines will be on fine. That will probably not be too bad, so we'll just have to go early in the morning so you can dry off before it gets too cold.
Exactly. Dry off in a little bit of the sun.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready to move on to our main topic?
Sure.
Okay.
Disney Plus and chill.
Okay.
Hey, did you have fun?
Well, it was something. I can honestly say this isn't the worst one you made me watch.
It's not about a magic rutabaga or gourd. Gourd.
It was a gourd and it was voiced up. That was the worst thing about that one. Yeah. All right. I watched The Ultimate Christmas Present for our holiday festive blind date with Disney.
That doesn't sound so bad. It's The Ultimate Christmas Present. It's probably like a new pair of socks or something. Right?
A pair of socks would have been better than this present.
Oh. I like socks, actually.
I actually do, too. Okay, so this one came out in 2000. It's on Disney Plus. It is, I'm sure it was originally like just a straight to TV thing. Disney Channel original movie. There we go.
Yeah.
Okay. Basically, the general gist is we have a super bratty girl. Like, she's just not pleasant. But she's not like a bad person. She's just kind of bratty. And she has a good friend. And she has a little... Well, there is that. And she has a little brother, and she has parents. And that's kind of our central cast of characters here until we bring in Santa and all them. So, the girl, they're supposed to be, like, in L.A. and just, like, stereotypically, like, shallow, I guess? So,
okay, yeah.
Yeah. And she's also kind of lazy, so they have a... like, writing assignment due, and she hasn't started it, and it's been due for weeks, and whatever. And on
Hey. Procrastination does not equate to laziness. I will say that right now.
No, she's lazy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's lazy. And kind of, like, very dismissive of things. She has a crush on a boy who's having a Christmas party on Christmas Eve, which is so mean, by the way.
It is kind of weird. especially for a child.
Yeah, so
child party.
This starts on the 22nd, and Dad is off to, I don't remember, like Seattle or something. No, it's somewhere warm. I think it's just San Francisco. Starts with an S anyway. He's gonna go do some business.
Down, yeah.
Yeah, he's gonna go, but it's somewhere warm, and that's part of the that's important.
I thought they were in L.A.
They are to begin with, but he's off on to business.
Off, yeah, but L.A. is also warm.
Yeah, yeah, it's important that both places are warm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's important both places are warm. So Dad's off to business, and Mom runs a catering
he's
company.
He's a businessman doing business.
And he's interested in the newfangled internet, selling things on that newfangled internet system.
What, when did this come out?
2000.
Oh, okay.
So, like, they're all online, but
I mean,
he's trying to, like,
to be fair,
set
that's,
up companies
that's
to sell stuff on TV.
Roughly when Amazon was getting kicked off. So, I mean, that's
kind of
legit.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's there. So that kind of is all set up that they're all super busy, and they are trying to schedule time to get together around Christmas. They're gonna Mom is gonna set up the spreadsheet with all their Christmas schedules.
Ooh, I like Mom.
Yeah, right? Spreadsheet?
Yeah, yeah, I like spreadsheets.
Mom runs a catering company, and of course they're very busy with Christmas parties this time of year.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean that's also legit. Yeah.
So this is what we're setting up. This is our setup. This is our
This
start.
Doesn't sound so bad so far.
Oh well, yeah, okay.
You've made me watch like Hallmark Christmas movies, okay?
This is so much worse than that. Okay, but this is
doubt.
What,
I am doubting.
This is what we're set up. Anyway, she's trying to avoid her homework assignment, but she and her friend are just like they're typical 12-year-old girls kind of thing.
Ugh.
I really enjoyed the fashion in this because I would have actually been this age. Not 12, like I would have been a little older, but like I would have worn this type of clothes and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Right.
There's like a little butterfly clips.
Same generation.
Like, exactly.
Yes.
So like I enjoyed that kind of thing.
They're all elder millennials.
Exactly. Exactly. Ooh. So I enjoyed that kind of thing. So she and her friend are heading home after school, after she's like panicking about not doing her homework, and she's excited that the boy she likes is having the Christmas party and they're invited to it. And that's kind of what's going on. And they're riding their bikes and they're kind of lost. They're trying to take a shortcut, and they come upon this little cabin. And I'm
in
not
the
sure
woods?
I'm not sure why there's a cabin in the woods like near LA, but there is.
Is this a horror film?
That kind of actually. Kind of. So
it's just horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Not a horror film.
Exactly. And they're kind of like, that's weird. And so they stop and they go look, and there's this old man with white hair and a white beard tinkering with this little like toy or something like that. His back is to them, and he's very grumpy. And she's like to her friend.
Same.
Yeah, yeah, same. You don't have white hair yet. Just
no.
some. Just some. Grace.
Just some. Yeah, it's coming.
Anyway, she's asked her friend if she dares her to play like Nikki Nikki Nine Doors or Ding Dong Ditch or whatever they call. I don't remember what they call it, but it's the same thing.
Yes.
And she's like, no, that's dumb. She's like, well, I'm gonna do it anyway. This is the level that this girl is at. Okay. So she goes and does, and as she's about to, the old man comes out and he's mad and he throws the thing he's working on in the garbage and goes and stomps off. So she goes and gets it and she's like, hey, he threw it out, finders keepers. This looks weird. And it kind of looks like a little aluminum spaceship. And to begin with, she's like, maybe this would be a good gift for her little brother. Something like that.
Yes. Garbage toys are always the best Christmas
presents.
Well,
this is also kind of like what she thinks. Like, this is about the level that she cares about other people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, that's mean. She does care about other people, but she doesn't really put any effort into other people. Part of the whole point, right? So, as you can probably assume, the old man is Santa.
What?
And I know.
Why is Santa cranky, though?
Well, because he can't get this thing to work.
Well, where's the elves? Isn't that
well, we're getting there. So it's a special thing. And they take it home and they start messing with it. And as they push buttons on this little spaceship thing, they realize it has, like, it affects things. Like, they push one button and there's an earthquake. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's crazy. But it's LA, so people are just like, oh, it's a little tremor, whatever. And then they push another one and it's kind of windy.
Okay, maybe Santa shouldn't have just chucked that in the trash.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he should have kept an eye on his, like, all-powerful spaceship device.
This is part of the
whole
thing.
Very irresponsible of Santa. I'm
all right, so
having troubles with Santa right now.
Okay, well, in his defense, he immediately, like, calms down, comes back and gets it, and it's gone. And he's, like, panicking. So he's looking at, he's searching his whole little workshop for it, and he's like, no, I'm sure I threw it there, and he's like tearing through everything. But meanwhile, back at the house, they push a button and it starts to snow. And she's like, oh, this is cool. My cousins said that they get snow days and they don't have to go to school when it's snowing. And we're in LA, so I'm sure we'll get a snow day if it's snowing. So she puts the machine outside her window and she hits the snow button and they go to sleep and they wake up and it is snowing and they all get a snow day and she's very happy because that means the last day, which is the 23rd of school, she doesn't have to go to. So now she has 2 weeks to do her writing assignment. So this whole thing is her trying to avoid homework.
I mean, fair.
Okay. So,
homework sucks, so
to begin with,
it's very relatable.
Very true. So to begin with, everyone is very happy. They're like, oh, we don't have warm clothes, but they just put on all their warm stuff. And her friend comes over and they go and build like a snowman and snow angels. And everyone's very excited. We also have a weatherman.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Exactly. We also have a weatherman who's very confused. And he's supposed to be kind of like the villain, but he's mostly just confused. And he's figuring, if he figures out where this freak snowstorm comes from that had no indication was going to happen whatsoever, he will maybe, like, get an Emmy or something like that.
Yeah, but the common meteorology Emmy makes sense.
One of those. Exactly. So he's trying to investigate what's up. And meanwhile, Santa's on the phone with Mrs. Claus being like, you need to send two elves. And she's like, well, we can't. It's right before Christmas, you silly old man. So she sends instead the two best elves, these two bumbling elves. And these guys, I'm going to explain the elves in a minute, actually. So
does one of them want to be a dentist?
They don't want to be a dentist. That would be like so much better if one wanted to be a dentist. But instead, and it's kind of like this shtick they keep doing that the elves are, and it's Crumpet is one name, and the other one is like some other.
Toaster Strudel.
Yes. It's like Sparkles or Sparky or something like that. But they are huge. They're very large men. They like actually kind of look like football players.
Okay.
But you know what? This is my fun fact. The voice of the one is actually the guy who voiced Patrick in SpongeBob.
Oh.
Yeah.
So like they had voiceovers for the elves?
No. He just did a voice for Patrick. But he's okay. Actually is an actor. This is what he did.
You're saying the actor,
yes,
who is playing him voices Patrick.
Yes.
That's, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so these are very, very large men, and that's kind of the shtick, is everyone's like, you can't be elves, you're big. And they're like, they're like over 6 feet tall, and they look like football players. They're just very large guys. But they're dressed like elves.
Hilarious.
Yes, so funny. Anyway, that is kind of the elves that show up, and they're kind of bumbling. So they help Santa look for their weather machine. And they find these little shoe prints, and Santa looks at them, and right away, because he's Santa, is like, oh, this is the type of running shoe it is. It's a girl's whatever sneaker. And so they're like, okay. And then they go with the age and everyone who got those shoes delivered in the last little bit. I guess convenient that it's a Christmas present. With any girl who's on the naughty list. And so they have narrowed it down to, like, I don't know, 12 girls or something like that in L.A., apparently.
Santa's kind of creepy.
Well, he just knows these things, right? Because he sees you when you're sleeping,
yeah,
and he knows when you're awake.
That's creepy.
So anyway, they start crossing off the girls on the naughty list, and they eventually meet up with the one who actually has the weather machine while the meteorologist is, like, narrowing it down. And to top it all off, the little brother's looking for his Christmas present, so he finds the weather machine and just starts, like, pushing buttons and
as
and
little
stuff
brothers
like that.
Do,
yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they had tried to turn off the machine and it started up again, and then when it started up again it jammed. This is why Santa was upset. And they can't turn it off.
Where'd they get the jam from?
A fridge. Mm. Mom's a caterer, we discussed this.
Okay.
So we're also dealing with the fact that, like, no one in LA is equipped to deal with snow.
No, I mean, you wouldn't be, right?
So I like this. They didn't have any horrific car accidents, but they had lots of vehicles, like, stuck on the side of the road. And the friend's mom is like, hey, now I know what the four-wheel drive on my vehicle is for. And, like, they don't have clothes or, like, snow shovels or any of this kind of stuff. So they're, like, sweeping off the snow. The power isn't even set to deal with it. So, like, for a little while, it's fun, and then it stops being fun. So they're, like, trying to find flashlights. But the other kicker is Dad can't get home because all the flights are grounded.
Yeah.
Because snowstorm.
This is actually fairly realistic.
Well, so this part is, but it's, like, all supposed to be funny to begin with. But then what I like is it gets more realistic, and the snow, the pretty snowfall after the machine goes haywire, turns into, like, a blowing, horrible blizzard.
Mm.
So, like, they're scared to go out in the snow, and things are getting... To begin with, they're, like, happy shoveling with their garden shovels and, like, sweeping off the step because they've never done it, and then it stops being fun very quickly.
Yeah, shoveling snow stops being fun very, very quickly. Especially when it's minus 30.
Yeah, so it goes from being picturesque to
ask
like...
Ask me what I did this week.
We had snowfall warnings more than one day.
And it was
and
very,
also
very
cold. Yes.
It was very cold.
It was... Wait, I don't... Oh, I guess when you get that cold, it doesn't matter between Fahrenheit and Celsius that much, does it?
No.
Like minus 30?
It's pretty close to the same, but yeah.
With wind chill, it was minus 36 Celsius.
It's very cold. Yes.
So, anyway, so they do, I do like that they showed that, like, it was picturesque only for a little bit, and then it gets miserable very quickly. So, things are out of hand, and she's panicking, and she and her friend are having a fight about it, because, of course, she said not to push random buttons, and it's a whole thing.
Who wins the fight?
Is
it by knockout, or, like,
yeah,
judges decision?
Yeah, well, actually, yeah, knockout.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
knockout. Cool.
So, then the meteorologist, like, shows up at the house, and he takes the machine from the little brother. It's like, and then they have like a chase, basically. And Santa and the elves are trying to get the machine back with the help of the girl and her friend. And it's, they're trying to get it back from the meteorologist. And then they end up in like a candy factory, as one does. And the meteorologist gets covered in like toffee. And he's sticky. And
I'm still unclear as why the meteorologist was bad. Trying to do his job.
Yeah, but he's like he's comically like he okay, so everyone is like, oh, you're the boring guy from TV, so that's like supposed to be funny. But again, he's just trying to do his job, and his boss, who's also his brother-in-law, is like, if you don't report on things that people find interesting, you're fired. I don't care that I'm married to your sister. So it's things like, tell me about how, you know, the Backstreet Boys can't get to their concert, and so he's trying to do, like, yes, there's snow, and Beyonce slipped and fell. Oh, no. Like, he's comically boring. Like, he's very, like, it's kind of the thing, like, where you're supposed to laugh at the nerdy guy.
Yeah.
That's kind of the deal with the meteorologist here.
So, that makes him a villain, okay.
Oh, yeah, okay. But he's also, like, he does break into the house and goes through a little girl's room trying to find the toy that makes the weather, which is a little creepy. And then he's, like, cartoon villain, I guess. You know, when you're, like, I'm going to, like, turn over these gumdrops so you slip on them, like, that kind of thing. Yeah, exactly. So... it all comes down that Santa catches up with him because he's Santa, and they get the machine back, and he's very concerned, and the bumbling elves like help a little bit, and so, and the friends make up, and then Santa says, like, you used to like be a happy guy and you're just miserable all the time. I think what you really need is a change of pace. And he says, yes, well, I love being meteorologist. And he says, well, yeah, but here it's sunny all the time, and except recently. You need a challenge, and you need to be with people who respect you for like what your talents are and your interests are. So then you find out at the end that Santa sends him to Antarctica to work on the weather stations there, and he actually like is leading, he's like tutoring people, like training people about how to be a meteorologist in extreme weather conditions.
Okay.
So basically, what I got from the point of that was that if you're not happy with your job, you should find a new one.
All right.
And Santa understood that.
Yeah.
So Santa, that was good about Santa.
Is that why Santa was also cranky at the beginning?
No. Well, he did say he had a bit of a temper, but he always, immediately before Christmas, apparently, he has little cabins all over the place, and he always goes and picks one to whatever project he's working on that he's trying to perfect. He just will go off on his own to immediately before the busyness, the last push before Christmas to like work on that project. And it just so happened that this one was there and the weather machine. So, but what he was trying to do was give everyone a perfect white Christmas. And again, this is where my respect for the misery of winter. Because, like, Santa, you should know that the perfect white Christmas can't happen in L.A. or, like, infrastructure shuts down.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the whole thing is, and then they said, like, what, like, because the girl basically turned over a new leaf and helped Santa, she gets a Christmas wish. And so she wishes that her dad would make it home for Christmas because, of course, his flights have been delayed and canceled and everything else. And it doesn't look like he's coming home for Christmas.
Could have probably made a better wish than that. But,
well,
you know,
so anyway, and then she said that would be like the ultimate Christmas present. That's the title of the movie.
Yeah. Because families together.
Exactly. So in
the
morning, the
only thing that matters is family.
So in the morning, the two kids decide that they don't want to have Christmas till dad comes home, even if it's going to be a couple days, because now, you know, the weather has kind of figured itself out and the flights are starting again. But of course, everything's so backed up, it's going to take a little bit. And then while they're discussing this, there's, you know, a horn honks and these two guys that are the elves with toques on, so you can't see their pointy ears. Dropped dad off at home. They were renting a car and happened to be going that way. So he got to go with them and he makes it home. And that is the ultimate Christmas present. And everyone is happy.
Hooray!
Literally, this is the movie I watched.
It sounds actually quite boring.
It was something. It was like, I don't even know. Honestly, I don't know. But I think the big idea was that they were so busy that, you know, they were forced to reevaluate the way they were spending their time, and that was good. Because, of course, all mom's catering jobs get canceled, and then, like...
And they don't have any money to
continue
the business.
It's like a whole thing.
Bankruptcy. the money problems caused problems with their marriage.
Right.
And now they're divorced.
It's true.
And next Christmas, the daughter has to go back and forth between the two parents. No? Okay.
No. So, a few things. Some of these characters were common to Disney Channel. And, in fact, we were talking about that Defunct Lands, right? And I was like, that one... So, they kept showing the Mickey, the wand with the Mickey ears. And I was like, that one kid looks super familiar. And
what,
yes,
do you mean the
actor? The actor. And he was really young in this movie, but it is... Spencer Breslin, who is in a lot of these Disney Channel type things, plays a very little brother in it. But he was in, like, the Cat in the Hat and stuff like that as well.
I know that.
Yeah.
Kid.
So I'm watching it and I'm like, that little kid seems super familiar. And yes, that's who that is. Apparently he was in, like, the Santa Claus 3. I'm looking at IMDb right now and a bunch of random stuff. But yes, he was in a lot of those types of things.
Yeah.
Lots of
early 2000s
Disney
live action Disney
exactly.
stuff.
Yeah. So,
yay.
And I think the meteorologist was too, like, they basically just took their Disney Channel actors and put them in this movie.
Super.
Yes.
So, is this going to become a new Christmas
God,
tradition
no.
for you?
It actually, I'm making it. I was pretty down on it. It's not good. But it wasn't like...
Time heals all wounds.
Time heals all wounds. It's been a while. I've been desensitized a little bit. It's all right. I think if I was a kid watching it, I would have liked it more.
Yeah,
but
it's for a kid. It is for
but
kids.
But, like, I am pretty... Like, I love the super cheesy stuff. And this one just didn't hit right. The pacing was weird. It was like... I don't know. It was just weird. I think the concept was cool as far as, like, this type of movie goes, as far as, like, winter in LA and what that would mean, and a kid learning about family. Family.
I should have just brought Vin Diesel, like, in. That would have been good.
They were trying to do too many things. Like, the weird bumbling elves was one thing, and then even the, like, main image that shows up on Disney Plus is Santa and Mrs. Claus. Well, Mrs. Claus is in it for 2 minutes. Like, it was weird.
Cool.
Yeah, well, not really.
Oh, it was when it was snowing. I mean...
Oh, fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. All right. So anyway, does this make you convinced that you should watch it?
I will not be watching it. And don't worry, there's more delicious stuff on Disney Plus for you next year.
Oh, what about you?
Excuse me. This was one movie. What have I watched?
trilogies.
Multiple trilogies. Okay. I don't think we're even yet.
Fair enough. Fair
Magical
enough.
Gourds aside.
That was bad. That was so bad. But funny.
Yeah,
this was not great, but it was like cheesy, and I don't know, if you're watching with little kids, it would be like fine while you're baking cookies or something.
There's probably other things to watch.
There are many other things to watch.
Just put them up as Christmas Carol on for the 50th time.
And you know what? We've only watched it once this year. I have at least one more viewing coming up in December.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, well, do you have any questions about an ultimate Christmas present? You gave me an ultimate Christmas present that was much better than the weather machine. And that's Disneyland.
Or coming home for Christmas or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what you said, the actual
ultimate present. Yeah.
I don't know. We're going to Disneyland.
Yeah. That's better. It's better.
That's ultimate.
That is ultimate. Well, that is our show for this week. And hey, thanks for catching up with us, because we were gone and now we're back.
Thumbs up.
Woohoo! Thank you also El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work as well as all of our social media accounts at disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. We are currently on Instagram, Facebook, and still Twitter, actually.
It's still working.
It's still there.
Kinda.
We're there. Yeah. Instagram is the best way to get a hold of us, though. And if you are more into emailing than social media, you can also find a link to our email on our website as well. And, well, I have to update our recommended pings, because I do have a section on our recommended episodes just for blind dates. So this one's got to get up there.
Do we recommend this?
Not
one?
Really. No, more like if you just want to hear, like, torture.
Mm,
yeah, that's cool. Like, if you're kind of sadistic that way. I don't know. I was just not. I don't mean to sound so Scroogey and Grinchy, but yeah, it's just there are other things to watch that are better.
It needs to be more fun bad than just like
that's it.
Boring bad.
Yeah, it was boring bad, and it needs to be like it needs to lean into the cheese a little bit more.
Right.
Because it had moments.
I
it
do
had
like cheese.
Right. Yeah.
Cheese is
We're
good.
Having wine right now.
I could
go. Yeah.
Yeah. Could go with some cheese.
Anyway, you can also find us on YouTube at Adventures A. If you know someone who might like listening to us, please be sure to recommend us to them, and we would really appreciate, you know, it'd be a great Christmas present if you reviewed us, especially on Apple Podcasts, but really wherever you listen to your podcasts, that would be a great holiday present. As well, if you have written a review, Christmas cards are coming your way. There are some ready to go, and there will be some more in the next week or so. So if you want a card from us with our cute puppy dog on it.
It does have a cute puppy dog on it.
As well as us. But the puppy dog is a selling feature here.
Yeah.
you have a few more days, and then just message us your mailing address, and we will get that to you. So next episode, what are we doing?
Having a party.
We're having a party?
No, I don't know.
next episode. Well, we do have Andor.
Yes. Let's talk about Andor. But also in there somewhere, and I don't know when we're going to release it, we're going to have a special presentation.
Yes.
So
we had a special presentation for Halloween, and now we have one for Christmas. Yay! Festive season.
Marvel knows the way to do things, and so we're going to follow Marvel's lead and do special presentations on their special presentations.
Exactly. And so you have some options in when to listen to us, whether you want to listen to us on our regularly dropped time or whether you want to listen to special things. Yes.
That sounds very ominous.
special
things.
Ah!
No. It's just a short, to the point episode without all the fluff.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
So until then, I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
So till the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A. Are you laughing at the word I'm thinking?
Yeah.